another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind. The name of the show, so indicative of what we're trying to do here on the program, and that is allow you a platform to tell us what's on your mind. This hour, since it's Wednesday, it's the Talk Radio Town Hall, and you get a chance to share what's on your mind with your member of Congress, North Dakota Congressman Kevin Cramer, our guest for the full hour most Wednesdays, unless he has some important votes that sometimes pull him away from this, but for the most part, he's here Wednesdays in this 10 o'clock hour. It's appointment listening. It's your chance to visit 101 with your member of Congress, and we're going to talk about a lot of things in the news today, certainly a lot of issues related to impacts on the enormous amount of rail traffic in North Dakota on, for instance, the agriculture industry, and some news yesterday on making sure, because of that, that fertilizer gets shipped in. We're going to talk with Congressman Cramer about that. We have, as always, a great suggestion from a listener. All the good suggestions do. We don't, Todd and I do not have the knowledge base here. We're the facilitators. We just kind of keep the program moving along and take good notes. But
yeah, we're counting on my knowledge. We're all in trouble.
We had a trucker call yesterday who was hauling gravel, and he said, you know, not unlike what we did when we had the propane shortage and we needed to relax the rules on truckers and the hours they can drive because we needed to get propane in. We ought to do the same on gravel folks that are supplying the needs for building track, because otherwise this thing's just going to take too long. So suggest that the restrictions be lifted. I don't remember whether that was a federal. He said tell the governor. I'm going to ask Kevin Cramer about that and see if that's a federal thing, because I think those are federal restrictions. But anyway, we'll visit about that as well on the program. Paul Ryan proposed a budget, and there was a vote on it. We're going to talk about that. The Department of Transportation Secretary is visiting North Dakota later this month. Talk about that. It's campaign time, and there are some stories out there about the campaign coffers. Actually, campaign time always starts earlier and earlier and earlier, but obviously members of Congress now have their opponents. In the case of Kevin Cramer, he has a Libertarian opponent in Jack Seaman, and he has a Democratic opponent, easy for me to say, in the name of George Sinner. And the campaign war chest story becomes fodder for the media. They love to follow these things. So we know, because of the reporting, that Congressman Cramer has $500,000 in his campaign coffers. George Sinner has about $40,000. And I'm not sure what Jack Seaman is. I don't know if was that in the story or not, so we'll talk about that. Kind of a neat story that I thought was fun, especially given the fact that Kevin's dad was a lineman, North Dakota Electric lineman that was recognized on the House floor for his service. So I want to ask him about that. And, of course, we have the rummy story, the federal raid in Nevada, whether there's any connections. We've talked a lot about that, whether North Dakotans need to worry. And the debate gripping the Senate. And that is on the pay equity question. So all those issues on the table, but we defer to you, as always, the listeners, with your questions or comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Here he is, folks, Congressman Kevin Cramer, back with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. On this Holy Week, there is no votes in Congress, not meetings, so that means you're back home, I guess, right?
Well, I'm home. I'm right now somewhere between Grand Forks and the turn to go to Langdon, because I'm on my way to a Cavalier Farm Bureau town hall on rail service. How does that sound for a fun topic to go discuss today with farmers?
It is. Well, it's certainly on the minds of a lot of folks. We talked with the... The Cavalier County Farm Bureau president yesterday, and also the president of the Grain Growers to talk about the Surface Transportation Board testimony. So, what's interesting is there's a lot of North Dakota nice in this. Nobody necessarily wants to say, this is anybody's fault. Other hand, there's a lot of pain points here. They want it fixed. Is there a fixed short term? I know long term is more rail, more engines. Is there a short term fix here?
I think the short-term fix is much more complicated, obviously, than the long-term fix. Scott, and you're right, that the railroad has made commitments. They've We've seen the construction. There's going to be a long-term fix. In the short run, and you described it beautifully in terms of calling it North Dakota nice, the one thing that's encouraging, there's a couple of encouraging things. One is that everybody is clear on the fact, on the reason for this. There's obviously more traffic on the rail than there is rail to take the traffic. And yes, a lot of it has to do with the increase, obviously, in the movement of oil and gas, and it screams pipeline. Build pipelines, Barack Obama. Allow pipelines to be built. The second thing is that the very cold winter created a problem, the late harvest last year, the wet harvest, you know, all of that comes together to be a very big problem. So what's the short-term solution? Well, you referenced the Surface Transportation Board hearing the other day. Just yesterday, the Surface Transportation Board came out with a decision relating to the railroad's response to getting fertilizer to North Dakota and to the Northern Plains for this planting season. Very good decision. Put some very hard deadlines on the railroads. The railroads have said they will meet those that criteria, and they are dedicating trains and rail specifically to getting that product up here. And they're going to have to report very regularly to the Surface Transportation Board. That's good institutional discipline. Hopefully it will resolve that issue. The other issue, of course, is getting the crop, last year's crop, to market, which creates all kinds of challenges and problems, economic, long-term market relationship issues, obviously grain rotting issues. There are very, very significant problems on this front. And I just think you're going to see, you've already seen the railroads commit more resources in terms of locomotives, in terms of cars, in terms of people. But we still have this finite track challenge, which has created this congestion. Scott, I want to see us use North Dakota nice in a way that makes room for moving our crops to market as fast as possible during this window. And I think that's going to involve all industries, including the oil industry, the shipper industry, the refiners, the railroad itself, the farm community, the ag community, coming together and saying, okay, how do we set priorities here? Because, Scott, the problem is the Surface Transportation Board is taking all of that testimony the other day, and I'm providing my comments today or tomorrow. The docket is open until tomorrow, and I'm going to get some more information today from the Farm Bureau to add to my comments. They have some options in front of them that they have a lot of authority, and I'd rather see us working with industry and the industries themselves coming together and saying, here's how we're going to resolve these priorities on rail rather than have it imposed on us by federal regulators. So we're in a moment of time when we're going to test what we're made of in North Dakota.
Let's get to some calls here, and we'll go first to Brian in Fargo for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Brian, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Sorry about that. I had static on the phone. Morning, Congressman. Hey, it's a totally different subject here. You know, exactly 1 year ago today, there was a terrorist attack on an electric transmission substation in California. The news was overshadowed because of the Boston Marathon bombing, but the substation was shot up in the middle of the night with high-power rifles. The terrorists disappeared in the middle of the night. And that, along with your kind of a recent announcement on being able to maintain the ICBMs in North Dakota.
Yes.
You were involved in that. It all goes hand in hand with protecting our infrastructure. It's really part of national defense, and protecting our electrical grid is part of that. Are you aware of, or do you want to comment on what's called a SHIELD Act, Secure High Voltage Infrastructure for Electricity from Lethal Damage? It's by Congressman Trent Franks in Arizona. I think it's a really important part of national defense. If our current administration doesn't want to talk about, foreign affairs and national defense, at least we have to start talking about protecting ourselves from within. So go ahead.
Boy, Brian, you said a mouthful, and you're right. Congressman Franks is a good friend of mine. In fact, he was he joined me in Bismarck, I guess it was several months ago now. I'm going to be with Trent next week, as a matter of fact, down in his congressional district over the weekend, visiting with him about the SHIELD Act and other important topics. Trent's legislation does, the SHIELD Act does, it first of all, it acknowledges what you're talking about, Brian, and it's not even so much about snipers or high power rifle shooting at substations. It's about electric pulse and the ways that our vulnerabilities are exposed.
Yeah, it's the pulse bomb attacks and the EMPs.
That's right.
The substation, just a reminder, we can protect those substations, too, with hard walls around them. That should be part of it, but go ahead.
Brian, hold that thought, and Congressman Kramer, hold your answer, if you would. We'll get you more of the answer, Brian, on the other side of the break. Congressman Kevin Kramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall here. Your questions welcome, 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Congressman Kevin Kramer taking your questions on any and all topics. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. He is traveling up to Cavalier today. Meet with the Cavalier County Farm Bureau on some issues related to transporting ag products to market and getting fertilizer back this way for the growing season. And before the break, Brian had a question specifically about the threat to the power grid that you were going to finish answering about.
Sure. So the SHIELD Act that Brian is asking about, introduced by Representative Trent Franks. And Scott, did you have Trent on the show once to talk about the electric?
Yeah, we tried, actually. We've never been able to schedule him, but I read the book 1 Second After, which is a fiction book, but one based on, again, a scenario that some former military folks had talked about. Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword for it, and it lays out a scenario in which an EMP attack happens, and it just gripped me to say that's a vulnerability we need to spend more time on. And then I heard about Congressman Franks, but we've never actually had him on to talk about it.
Yeah. So the electromagnetic pulse is a phenomenon that can bring down the grid, without dropping a bomb. It's got all the effect of warfare, and it would devastate our country by, of course, shutting down our electric grid system, or at least big chunks of it, which has, of course, lots and lots and lots of ramifications. But this also gets to things like cybersecurity, and this gets into that whole arena again, Scott, that we talk about a lot on your show, and that is the balance between protecting America and Americans and our liberties. And so, the electric grid is worth protecting, and we need to be very, very diligent about it. It involves, obviously, you have to include industry in this discussion, and they are very involved in it. So there's a lot of work being done, but we've got a long ways to go.
Let's go to Greg in Ardoch. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer today. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman Cramer, thanks so much for talking to us in the radio today. It's really great pleasure. And I have a real problem with the House right now, just a couple small points.
Sure.
I don't see any select committee to investigate the IRS, which has influenced the outcome of an election. I see no select committee to investigate Benghazi, where no person or country has yet paid for murdering a U.S. ambassador. And lastly, I do not see a House which is poised to impeach Congressman Boehner, who's the worst speaker we've had in recent times. He can't even string two words together to articulate conservatism, and his negotiations are a joke because he does never get any concessions at all. He shut the government down, got no concession, then he blamed it on the Tea Party.
A few things. Let's start with IRS and Benghazi together. One thing I would encourage all the listeners to do is go to gop.gov/Benghazi or gop.gov/IRS, and you'll find tens of thousands of documents related to the oversight and to the investigation of those two events. Benghazi in particular, John Boehner has not formed a select committee, but he has been the absolute push on Benghazi of four of the committees that have jurisdiction and kept them going and pushing, even when some of them have not really wanted to continue investigating Benghazi, especially on the defense side. But he has pushed all four committees to continue. I believe you will see a select committee looking into Benghazi once there's adequate evidence. And remember, we still have people that have not testified on the Benghazi situation that really, I think, provide the link that would allow us, when I say us, the House, to move to that select committee status. If he was to form a select committee prior to having all of the evidence, testimony, and knowledge in hand, we could run the risk, and he runs a very high risk, of the whole thing fizzling without getting to the bottom of it. But with regard to the IRS, really there's no need to form a select committee. That Ways and Means Committee has all of the authority that a select committee would have, which is why last week the Ways and Means Committee forwarded to the Department of Justice all of the evidence and requesting prosecution of Lois Lerner. And then in conjunction, of course, with the House Oversight Committee, which voted to hold Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress. And what this does is this frees up a lot of the evidence that has up to this point been classified or has been all the documents, mainly emails and, of course, confidential tax records that have been up to this point redacted. It was the issuance by the Ways and Means Committee that allows that evidence to be made public now. And that's a tough call because, of course, what we're talking about are thousands of confidential tax records, which, by the way, Lois Lerner emailed to herself from her official government account to her private personal account so that it could then, who knows what, be distributed perhaps to others, which we know has happened. We know that some confidential tax records, especially of pro-family groups and Christian organizations, have actually been released to the public. So I wouldn't push so hard for a select committee on IRS. That issue has been very well handled, I believe, by House Oversight. In fact, but for House Oversight, we wouldn't know anything about IRS or Benghazi because that's really where all of this evidence has been brought to light. With regard to John Boehner, I don't even really know what more you could ask of him in regards to the House oversight responsibilities. He's been the driving force on all of this. And remember, the Speaker of the House is the Speaker of the House. He's not the majority leader. He works for both. He represents both the majority and the minority in the House of Representatives. I think John's done a good job of, on the one hand, pushing our positions and our values as a House majority, while at the same time guarding the integrity of the institution of the House of Representatives. Not an easy task, to say the least. When you consider that it takes 218 to have a majority, and in many respects, we lose that majority many times when just a small fraction of the Republicans go one way different from the majority, and we quickly lose a majority. So I think he's done a good job of keeping it all together. While not perfect and not everything I'd like to see or that any one person would like to see, I think he's managed it quite well.
Less than 2 minutes before a break, so let's get one more in here from Mike, traveling I-94 today. Mike, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer? Are you there, Mike?
Hey, Mike. On taxes. I filed my returns last week and all that. And Scott here this morning read a letter to that Donald Rumsfeld penned to the IRS, and that could have been me that wrote that letter. I have no idea if I did it right or not. I have no clue if I'm going to get audited or penalized. When are we going to do something about the IRS and simplifying the tax code?
That's okay, question. Scott. I was only hearing about two out of every three words there. I think
what he was referencing a letter that I read from that Don Rumsfeld released yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but Rumsfeld wrote a letter to the IRS basically saying, "I have no idea whether I did anything right because the tax code is so complex, the forms are so complicated," and basically said this is a sad commentary on governance in our nation's capital. The caller saying same thing with him and asking when we're going to simplify the code.
Yeah, well, and you know, the Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp did release a draft document, not a draft bill, but a draft document, which greatly simplifies the tax code. Now, it's being met with a lot of criticism because, of course, the simpler you make the tax code, the more people who are going to lose their loopholes and their deductions and things like that. And he brings it down to, I think, two different categories.
We'll get more of Kevin's answer on the other side of the break. Hold tight. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On What's on Your Mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer here to the top of the hour to answer any and all questions you have. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it Wednesdays, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So we were talking tax code before the break, and the caller just saying...
Mike's point and his frustration are felt by lots of people. By the way, did you see the report the other day that an analysis of tax returns showed that people who do their own have fewer mistakes than those who hire a tax preparer? I mean, but that tells you a little bit about the complications of it all. And of course, there are organizations pushing back hard against simplifying the tax code. There are a lot of people that for whom this is a very high priority, and I'm one of them. Certainly Dave Camp, Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Paul Ryan, who's on the Ways and Means Committee, and of course, Budget Committee Chairman. He's probably one of the strongest advocates for simplifying the tax code. I'm all for something dramatic, a flat tax, a consumption tax is not my favorite idea, but we need to do something that takes all of this power out of the bureaucracy and places it back in the hands of the taxpayer. And by the way, compliance costs, if people talk about taxes or they talk about reining in regulations, well, the grossest regulation of all is the tax code. So we continue to work on it, but there is actually draft out. I would encourage people to go online and look for the draft document of Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp's proposal for simplifying the tax code.
All right, let's go next to Russ in Western North Dakota, listening on 550K Fire. Russ, what's on your mind?
Yes, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Russ.
I work for the Federal Aviation Administration as an electronic technician, taking care of stuff.
Great.
Remote locations, local airports and stuff. And like everybody living out here, you're affected due to the cost of living that's went up. And myself and other fellow coworkers have approached our manager if there's something that the FAA could do to help offset the cost of living. Well,
sure.
It's like talking to a stump. Nothing. They don't want to do nothing. And we went above their heads, and we've written letters to the appropriate government officials. Nothing's being done.
Sure.
So I'm just asking you if that's something you can look into.
I'm happy to do it, Russ. You raise an important point, and I have to admit I hadn't thought about the FAA necessarily, but because what we hear so much about, of course, is from like BLM and the Forest Service, but FAA, USDA, there are lots of federal agencies and state agencies, but federal agencies who are under what's called, and Russ knows this stuff, of course, but with under what's called the GSA or government, the government accounting or the government system for reimbursement for things like living expenses, of course, salary. And we've asked for and received to a limited degree certain locational considerations, location-specific considerations. You know, Washington, D.C. is the one place in the country where federal agencies get some relief from the GSA schedule. And, of course, the highest standard of living or cost of living in the country now is in western North Dakota. Russ, I will check into it on behalf of FAA and, frankly, all the federal agencies and their employees, because while I believe that a rising tide lifts all boats, it doesn't lift all boats equally or at the same time. And when it becomes so problematic that you as a federal official who has a specific expertise can't afford to live there, All we're really doing is driving people into another sector of the economy. And that affects not just, by the way, not just the government, everybody, but this affects the services that the government provides to the private sector and to the industry that needs you to do your job well and have a consistency of service so that we can grow our economy.
You're exactly right. Thank you very much.
I'll get my guys right on that on behalf of the FAA. That's a great point. We have the administrator coming out, as you know, next week. So
yep.
The FAA administrator. So we'll be able to take it up directly.
Do you have the FAA administrator and the Department of Transportation secretary coming out? Or are you talking
That's
about
true. That? That's exactly right. Two separate trips to multiple locations across the state. So clearly transportation is a big issue in North Dakota.
Appreciate the call, Russ. Thank you, by the way. We have some calls that have come in off the air. Others welcome as well for Congressman Kramer at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a couple that came in before you were on.
Yes, this call is for Kevin Kramer from Ron in Bismarck. I look forward as much to hearing you on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. as I do to watching or hearing Rush about every day that I can possibly hear him. So thank you so much. 2 points. Says President Obama has proposed 442 tax hikes since taking office. That does not include the 20 that are in Obamacare. What do you think about that? What's being done about that? And second, from WorldNet Daily today, it talks about the biggest land grab in the history of the United States of America. The EPA and the U.S. Corps of Engineers in late March jointly released a proposed rule, Waters of the United States, where they want to take over every single waterbed, whether they've even been dry for 100 years, as government property. What is your concept on that? The biggest land grab in the history of the world. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Well, first of all, thanks, Ron, for looking forward to Wednesdays. I thought he was going to say I look forward to it about as much as I look forward to clipping my nails, but Rush, that's better. First of all, I'm going to talk about the second one first because he's exactly right. This rule that the EPA and the Corps of Engineers put out relating to the waters of the United States, it defies two previous federal court orders. So what happened is that because of the Clean Water Act said that they have jurisdiction over navigable waters. Now, when we think of navigable waters, we think about waters you can navigate on, right, like the Mississippi River. What they've done is they've taken the Clean Water Act, navigable waters, and they've gone back as far as they can all the way to the raindrop to find where can we grab our jurisdiction, how close to the raindrop can we grab the jurisdiction. So this rule that's meant to have jurisdiction over waters of the U.S., says a navigable water is any drop of water that may find its way to a navigable water. So that means I'm up here in Cavalier County, I'm looking at ditches full of water and fields running off. If that ditch could someday get to a stream that's dry today, but it might get wet enough, it could someday perhaps in a high wet season make its way to a tributary that may make its way to the Mississippi River that makes its way to the Gulf of Mexico. That's a water of the United States, and we need to grab that. And by the way, your land comes with it. And this is just one more of the multitude of ways this administration is bypassing the intent of Congress and the Clean Water Act, bypassing the intent of the courts who have twice ruled that no, there is a limit to what navigable waters is, and they just keep pushing that limit and testing it. So we are pushing back against it very, very hard. In fact, you'll be seeing something from me in the next day or two with regard to this. 442, I think he said, tax increases. That, of course, includes several things, little fees here and there, and he's exactly right. I just saw that report today or yesterday. And I'm glad Ron brought up Obamacare. Obamacare has 20 tax increases in it. And by the way, the idea that these tax increases are just for the rich, of course, has been proven to be completely bogus. They have all kinds of little things. For example, the IRS is trying to change the rules for how you pay for and how you account for maintenance on your farm machinery and whether you have to, pay that out over time through a schedule or whether you can expense all of that in 1 year. Anything over $200, I think now they want you to pay over time or account for over time. This is a tax increase. It's a money grab that has no basis in reality and certainly doesn't understand what it costs to run a farm or to maintain your farm machinery. So the use of these gimmicks to raise taxes has become very common with this administration. Ron's exactly right.
We've had a lot of calls the last 10 days or so about the ranch standoff out in Nevada. Have you been watching this, and what do you make of it?
I've been watching it, and there's a couple things. First of all, let's admit the guy is breaking the law. I mean, we have many, many ranchers in North Dakota that pay grazing fees on federal land. They're required to. They do it. I've been the sponsor of legislation to ease up some of that, of course, to allow them to have 20-year leases rather than 10-year leases, to relieve some of the pressure on the plans and things like that. But that said, you can argue whether it ought to be or not, but they are federal lands, the federal government, and therefore the taxpayers are the landlords, and there are fees associated with it. This guy is breaking the law by not doing that. What's more concerning to me, however, is the attitude, just as Ron's talking about with this water issue, the attitude of this administration and the federal government about people and their land and the federal lands. Nevada, I think, is something like 80% federal land. We have other western states like Utah and Wyoming, Idaho that are, and Montana that are anywhere from 40 to 70% or more federal lands. And here the federal government is trying to get even more land through Fish and Wildlife Service, Corps of Engineers, EPA. There's no end to their grab for more land. And you see the zeal in it in the way that they sent 200 armed agents out to try and confiscate this rancher's cattle when they could handle it so, so much better through injunctions and over the course of time. So I think what was revealed here is just the type of zeal this administration, and let's face it, Harry Reid, who's former political staffer, is now the head of the Bureau of Land Management, how they handle trying to evacuate or to how to evict this guy from federal lands.
Another off-air call for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, good morning. This message is for Congressman Kramer. About a month ago, their talk was on daylight savings time and all that, checking into whatever. But I sure would like to get rid of it or leave it one way or the other. We need to do something, please. Thanks. Have a good day. And I like your work.
Yeah, daylight savings time. I would agree with the caller. I think it's become somewhere between silly to ridiculous. This is something, of course, that requires a lot of people's effort and a lot of people's cooperation. But certainly, as a federal government, I suppose we could eliminate it, at least for the people of the United States. It's the switching back and forth is confusing, chaotic, and in my view, completely unnecessary, and doesn't add a lot of value. I know perhaps at one time it did, but in today's, I think, society with the type of technologies we have and the savvy we have, it just creates confusion where there doesn't need to be any.
All right. When we come back, we have Charles and Drake wants to talk about rail. We have Leonard and Dickinson, Bob and Grand Forks, and Mark and Williston to wrap up our final segment. And you can ponder this during the break. We had a call yesterday from a trucker that said, hey, just like the restrictions were lifted to get propane here, the same ought to be done for those of us that are working on the rail project right now. He was actually delivering gravel for a rail construction project, and he said, hey, we're never going to get this done in time. And I know that's one of the issues you'll be talking about, but he suggested the restrictions be lifted for those that are working on the construction of rail underway right now. I wanted to give you a chance to address that for a listener yesterday. We'll talk about that after the break. Get more of these calls when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. What did you think of that trucker suggestion on lifting restrictions on the gravel delivery?
Well, he's obviously on the ground. He knows, and he is right. See, Scott, one of the things about the project he's working on, that's part of the Minot to Glasgow double tracking that BNSF is doing, and the faster we can get that track built, obviously the faster we'll have relief. And I think the construction plan is that half of that would be done by the end of this year, which will allow about 40 more trains a day, which is a lot of capacity, and the second half done a year later, which will allow 80 more trains a day. If we can all think in this year, and I'm not saying we can, what he's saying is, hey, you know, the faster we can get gravel, the faster we can build the back, the faster we can build the rail, the faster we can get to a solution. These are my points. I'll run down with a pipe as soon as we're done here in Washington and see what we can get done about some relief there. And I think some of that can be done at the state level, but we can do it at the federal level as well and make it a little more permanent through legislation perhaps even, because I think there are limits to the number of days a restriction like that can be lifted and then how often you can do it, you know, concert or, you know, consecutively and things like that. So, but I'll look into it. I think it's a great suggestion.
Charles and Drake had a question on the rail issue for Congressman Cramer, and we have about 5 minutes left here, so we'll go quickly as we can here through these. Charles, go ahead.
All right, I'll get right to the point. I've got three comments, and then I'll listen off air.
Sure.
As far as the railroad, the new management for the Canadian Pacific is just a mess. They've got that whole system screwed up, and it's an accident waiting to happen. If it was me, I wouldn't allow that oil to go on those big, long oil trains without some kind of vehicle in front of it to make sure that the rail is all right. Second is the Republicans just don't know how to fight. They always bring a knife to a gunfight. And Boehner is exemplifies that whole thing. I have my son-in-law's personal friend his, and he walks around with a big cigar and full of martinis and babbling like an idiot. And I personally think he's being blackmailed. He's terrible as the head of the House. We got to get rid of him. And the Republicans got to learn how to fight. Okay, thanks.
Well, of course, the thing that Charles, well, first of all, with regard to the CP rail, I will look into that in terms of the safety. One of the things, you know, that we were able to get, the FRA is putting more inspectors out to look at the lines, and with regard to rail safety. Rail safety is important as rail services. Rail safety is even a higher priority. And that's one of the things, of course, that we're working with the Secretary of Transportation on it, Anthony Fox. He'll be out next week to talk about that. With regard to, again, back to bringing a knife to a gunfight, I think one of the things you have to recognize is that they have a lot more guns. And I know Republicans like to beat up on John Boehner because he doesn't win every fight with Harry Reid. But we have to remember that we are one-third and barely one-half of one-third of the government in Washington, D.C. So we have a lot fewer guns to shoot with, and you have to be a lot more tactical and a lot more strategic. The biggest thing is if we can get six or more Senate seats to swing this year, and it looks very good that may happen, and we'll have a little bit bigger army to fight with, and then we still have a president in Barack Obama for two more years, but we'll have more guns, and we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, I know people are frustrated. They want to see him fight more. But, you know, if you can fight all you want and lose every fight, or you can fight smart and, you know, get a half a victory. And I know some people don't want a half a victory. They want all or nothing. We need to move the ball incrementally forward until such time as we can run it into the end zone.
Let's get Mark near Williston on here with Congressman Kramer. Quickly with your question, Mark, if you would.
Yes. Yesterday was tax day.
Congratulations.
According to law, and by law, we had to file our taxes.
Yeah.
And there is some law that says the people we work for have to have our 1099s and our W-2s and stuff like that to us by a certain date. However, there is a large segment of the business community that does not have to have those to us. So last year and again this year, we have to file extensions because we don't have a 1099 DIV. We don't have a K-1 because those people have been exempted. And I think maybe we ought to close up those exemptions so that my tax accountant and I don't have to be on the telephone 10 times in 1 week. Just a comment.
No, it's a great comment because, again, it adds to that whole confusion about the complexity of the tax code. And I don't know which segments are exempt from that. I'd be interested in it. But clearly the frustration is warranted. And we should check into it because one of the problems is, yeah, you can file an extension, which is bad enough, but in the meantime, you have to estimate what you owe the IRS and give them that money. So once again, they get your money. They're drawing the interest on it, if you will, where you could be drawing the interest, if you're overpaying. They don't give you the same service back when they have your money as they require of you when you have what they consider to be their money. But yes, you're right. It's one more area where we're just complicating the tax code.
And we are out of time, unfortunately. Leonard,
in Dickinson,
Bob,
every time.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we have more callers and more questions than we do time. And the only thing I can say is get those questions in early, and we'll try and get everybody. Leonard Dickinson, Bob in Grand Forks. Our apologies to you two, as well as a couple of folks that called off air. We'll save the off air questions for next week, and we'll get you off to Cavalier County, meet with the Farm Bureau folks there on the rail issues with agriculture in your next meeting. Yeah, what time's your meeting?
All right, man.
What time's the meeting up there, Kevin, in Cavalier today?
The meeting in Langdon is at 1, I believe.
Got it.
At Cavalier
County, Langdon, 1 o'clock at the Legion if you're up in that neck of the woods. Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. And that completes another edition of What's on Your Mind. Back tomorrow for you, folks. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinn. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.